speedbuilders.com.
I need to know any complaints that you had as a resident in the park, for instance. Any complaints that you had about the park itself? Anything that you were upset over?
The rental dispute, not being able to get into the rec room, rec area.
Is that about it?
That's all I can remember at this moment.
If at any time during this deposition you remember other complaints or things that you want to mention about the park that you were dissatisfied with, just interrupt and let me know and I'll just add it to the list, okay?
Yes.
By the way, before we go into that, I asked you earlier whether you signed a lease agreement with the park when you moved in, and you said yes?
Yes, we did.
Do you recall when you signed that lease?
No, I don't.
Do you know who presented that lease agreement to you?
I can't remember.
Before you moved in, the seller told you and your wife about the rent dispute. Did she elaborate on that?
No, she did not.
Did you question her as to her?
We questioned. I guess my wife questioned her, and it just got back to me.
What?
That it was in court and it would be taken care of. That it was in a rent-controlled area. No big deal was made about it.
You mean the sellers didn't make a big deal about it?
No.
Did you ask anyone else about this lawsuit or whatever regarding the rents?
Myself?
Yes.
No.
You or your wife?
My wife and her father did.
Do you recall who they asked?
No, I don't.
What sort of response did they get?
That it was in court and that it would be taken care of, as far as I know.
So everybody told you that it would be taken care of?
They hoped that it would be.
Weren't you concerned at that time that there was something about the park that it was in court?
Yes, we were concerned.
But you decided to buy anyway?
Yes, we didn't think it would turn out to anything like it did.
Do you recall who gave you a copy of the lease agreement?
No, I don't.
Did you discuss the amount of rents you would be paying before you purchased the park?
My wife may have with her father. My wife and her father handled an awful lot of what was going on. I was not involved in it.
Let's get into the complaints. First complaint you had was with a brick wall.
With what?
A brick wall?
My complaint to the park. Their complaint to me, and then my following.
What was wrong with the brick wall?
The wall was there when we bought the coach. It had been there for some time, and the park came along and said they wanted the wall taken down. Which it was all right when I moved into the place. The wall was fine. Nothing was said about it.
Who told you to take down the wall?
It would have come from the manager, whoever was the manager at that time. It was in writing.
Was it Karen Whittle?
Possibly.
So it was a written notice for you to take down that wall?
Yes, as far as I can remember, yes.
When did this occur? When did you get the notice?
I don't remember exactly.
Was it right after you moved in?
No, not right after. More than a couple months after, maybe 4 or 5 months after, I would say.
Did they tell you why you would remove that wall?
The wall was too high, they said.
And did you respond to their notice? Did you go and complain that the wall was there before you moved in?
I did not personally, but my wife possibly.
Do you recall what response you got?
As far as I can remember, they never said another thing about it.
Who did your wife complain to, do you know?
Would have been whoever was the manager at any time.
What do you mean nothing else became of it? Were you finally asked to remove that wall or strike that? Did you finally remove that wall?
No, we didn't.
So it just stayed there?
Yes, that was, excuse me.
You got the notice to remove the wall and your wife went to complain to management about it and then it just ended right there?
As far as I know at this moment, yes.
So you never tore down the wall?
No.
Could management have told the previous residents to remove the wall and they, in fact, had not complied with management's wishes?
It's possible. I don't know what management told the previous owners.
How did receiving the notice to remove the brick wall affect you?
It annoyed me.
Why?
Because it just wasn't a brick wall. That separated our driveway and turned the second part into more like a picnic area for us. It fenced the dog in, which was my main concern. I didn't want the dog running throughout the park. I would have had to put my dog on a chain, and I didn't want to do that. She was fenced in as it was with the wall.
Can you describe to me exactly where the wall was in relation to your mobile home?
You know how the driveway on the side of the mobile home is?
Yes.
Straight up?
Yes.
At the 3/4 mark from the road, the wall was built.
And it surrounded the entire space?
No. There was other fencing going around. There was a wooden fence between the neighbors and my fence behind us. There was a chain link fence between the neighbors and myself.
So the wall was just a small little area in the front, somewhere in the front?
Yeah, just a little longer than your table, just the width of this driveway with a door on the end, approximately a little higher than waist high.
About 5 feet?
8 feet.
8 feet long?
Yes, approximately 8 feet. I don't know.
And how many feet high?
Three and a half.
You said that that annoyed you, that notice that you got with regard to the brick wall, correct?
Yes.
Did you suffer any physical injuries as a result of receiving that notice?
Physical injury?